I'm here with Dr. Anita Lee, and she is going to be talking about finding like your purpose in motherhood and stuff like that. I'm super excited about this. I know so many moms, women will just find like get so much out of this. I know myself included. I just had my third and I'm like struggling over here. So I'm super excited for this. So before we get started, go ahead and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay. Thank you, Katie, first of all, so much for having me on your podcast. This is such an honor, and I love everything about Gather Together. So thank you.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you.
But like you said, I'm Anita Lee. I'm a doctor of physical therapy, and I'm also a wellness coach for busy moms. I provide one-on-one wellness coaching for moms of preschoolers and toddlers. So I lead mothers in time optimization, achieving their fitness goals. I help them craft healthy lifestyle options and also create a standard of wellness for their kids. I live in Oxford, Alabama, and that is between Birmingham and Atlanta. So I have three kids, Kaisha, who's 18, Cass, who is 6, and Anaya, who's 4. And I've been married for 8 years now to my wonderful husband, Quentin Lee. So, yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Awesome. Yeah, that is so awesome. I didn't realize that everything that I included, that like what you did. So that is very awesome. I'm sure that is so, so helpful to so many moms. I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, it is.
So, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's, I just started doing this. I've been doing it for about a year now, and it's so rewarding to be in the trenches with the moms.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So, side note, for everyone listening, this is our very first like recording over the phone. So bear with me because I feel like I'm like just have no idea about technology right now.
You're doing great.
But it's gonna be good. So I guess let's just you go ahead and start basically with what you have, and any questions that kind of come up, I'll throw them in there along the way.
Okay, so just to give you guys a little bit of my background, and I love talking about motherhood and purpose, and I just want to kind of give a little backstory of that. In 2011, that's when I graduated from Alabama State. That's also the same year that I married my husband, and I exchanged a vow with my new daughter, who was 10 at the time. So I went from just fresh out of grad school to a mother in one day. Wow. a mother and a wife. But that's a whole nother podcast. That's next week's podcast.
Yeah, right.
but anyway, so I started working full-time, you know, mother, wife, in ministry. I was a minister of music, also the youth pastor, so doing a lot between those years of like 2011, 2013. I've always dreamed of being a stay-at-home mom, actually. And I told my husband that we got married. I was like, hey, you know, I want to stay home, right? So when I had my son in 2013, I got the opportunity to be a full stay-at-home mom. And what a change that was.
Oh.
the sleep deprivation, tired, you know, feeling isolated. You know, when having a newborn, and this spot, you know, I really had a reawakening of my true identity, which was not wrapped up in my profession or my titles that I had accumulated. So, and I want to talk about that a little bit later on, but I had to make some changes because I felt like I was just kind of sinking and overwhelmed. And so, I started doing some holistic health changing that I'm still able to implement and help other mothers to do. I started purchasing whole foods, one, because we didn't have no money. Right. So I had to make some changes with, you know, what I was buying at the grocery store. I started creating my own hair and skin products. I couldn't go to the hair shop every, you know, month because that income stopped coming in. So, but anyways, 2015, another baby came. And by this time I was like, okay, I'm kind of getting this down pat by now. I started to work again, actually part-time as a physical therapist. So I would work 1 or 2 days a week, you know, just to help out my husband and, you know, to get some other socialization in other than, you know, the kids. So I would say about 2018, 2019, like I felt pretty confident in what God was doing as far as motherhood and prioritizing and just doing, you know, doable steps to better health. So I was like, hey, I need to spread this wealth, this information that I've gathered all these years. So that's when I launched in 2019. Last year, I launched my company. It's really straightforward, simple approach to conquering fitness goals, you know, while you're nurturing your kids, which I think is so important. So yeah, that's my background.
Well, yeah, I've definitely, listen, let's just go ahead and put you down on the books for another podcast because I want to know, like, I actually had been talking to another girl with a similar story. So apparently it's needed out there. So, I know that's, that was probably hard, but so 2019, you launch your company. What did that, before you launched, what did those years in between look like? 2015 to 2019.
So, like I said, I started working part-time and I'm still doing physical therapy, but I knew that I wanted to, I don't know, God just laid it on my heart to do something deeper with all of my patients that I've been encountering. And so that kind of, you know, sparked an idea like, hey, maybe I need to look into doing some coaching. And I would write it down and really not pay attention. But last January, I really had the time to rest and to listen and to dream. And so that's what I did. I started writing out a vision of this is what I want my clients, my future clients to leave with. You know, I want them to be more confident in, you know, their purpose in motherhood and also in their bodies.
Right.
You know, we have this, like, it's like a little alien that grows.
Right.
That pretty much, you know, sucks. I don't want to say alien, maybe like a parasite. It sucks all the energy out of you.
Yes,
and you know, you have to keep giving and giving and giving. But if we're not taking care of ourselves, there's nothing left to give.
Right.
So, but to answer your question, between those years, a lot of routine things happened. Just trying to get my routine down pat so that I could help others more and, prioritizing. Yeah.
That's awesome. So 2019, when you launched that, has it been a full year since you've done that?
I launched in November 2019. So up until that time, I did have some coaching clients, but I wasn't like official. I was just making sure that everything was in place and researching all of my programs. You know, just really putting that good foundation in and making sure that I just wasn't, you know, throwing fluff together and selling it. I wanted to make sure that it was results-based, research-based, and something that could aid to the spirit man as well as the physical.
Yeah, that's awesome. So in November you launched. So you kind of explained it before. So, like, what does that... Basically, if I'm coming to you as a new client, what does that look like?
So right now I have two coaching packages that I kind of bundled everything. I didn't want it to just be solo coaching sessions, but I want it to be an experience. I wanted my clients to make sure that they see results. What I do in coaching is I help you achieve habits, to make good habits and to achieve those goals. So for instance, a lot of moms come to me who want to lose the baby weight. And so the first program is actually, it's called my Pantry and Fridge Reboot. Mm-hmm. And it's when I do a deep dive into what you are buying in the grocery stores, and how you are organizing it into your pantry and your fridge, for better use for you and for your kids. So I just don't talk about the mom. I also talk about placement of snacks, placement of foods, you know, at the kids' eye level. We go deep into that. So that they can get used to picking out healthy choices as well. They're not going to be five forever. So we have to get in the pattern now of, you know, providing that education for our kids so that we can pass on that generational health. Mm-hmm. And the second one is my 90-day program. It's called Enjoying Your Wellness. And it goes into the physical, spiritual, and emotional health. It's a 12-week program. It's 90 days. And each module is really specific on food, on how to prioritize your time so that you can fit into exercise.
Yeah.
I think that's one of the main hangups that I come in contact with. They're like, I don't have the time. Like, I just don't have the time. Mm-hmm. So I help you pick apart your day so that you can really be intentional with that family time or whatever is important to you, and also put in that, you know, that exercise or that self-care time. So those are the things that I have right now. And all this is on my website. If you want to go and check it out and look at all of the features, and I would love for you to jump on a call with me. They're called heart to hearts, but they're free 30-minute consultations. We'll talk about your goals. We'll talk about which program will be right for you, and get to know each other a little bit better before you sign up for one of my packages.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love that that you are including, like, emotionally, like, spiritually, all of that. Like, that is super awesome, because I feel like it's rare to find that these days. For one, something singled out just for moms of toddlers and babies. And then two, something spiritually, including with, like, physically also. I think that's really awesome. I can definitely say, like, even you, I think by the third kid I'd have the hang of this, but even having a 5-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 3-month-old, I'm still trying to figure out slowly how to have, you know, me time and take care of myself so that I can be a better mom. And I think that is so awesome that you're offering that help for moms out there.
Yeah, it's tough. And it's, I mean, you can say, well, we've been moms, you know, since Eve. Well, yeah, but if there was an easier way, or if there was a simpler, you know, constructive way of doing it, hey, I'm game for it. Like, I don't want to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, definitely. And I can also link your website and everything so that anyone who's interested can definitely reach out to you, because that's awesome. So, let's get into, like, the finding your purpose and all of that. What I know you said you wanted to share on that. So tell me where do I start? Like, finding my purpose in motherhood.
Yeah. So this is something that I know I struggle with. So I know other mothers as well. You know, we are a totally different person after we have kids. I think the sooner that we accept our purpose as a mother, the less frustration that we'll have. And I know, after I had my son, which is my middle child, you know, I went from constant leading, working, you know, all the things, activities outside of the home, went from all that to constant cleaning, butt wiping, nursing, no sleep. And I just, you know, kind of recall those moments. I was holding my son. I'm like, am I being productive? Like, me just sitting here holding him, am I being productive? Because, you know, for so long that American culture is kind of hammered the idea of success equals productivity. And that's so not true, you know, in motherhood. But it can, you know, creep into our thoughts and into our life if we allow it to. So something that really caused me to come face to face with my identity, like I said earlier, was slowing down. My pace of life, which happens after you have a kid. And it's happening right now, you know, during this COVID-19 situation. Everybody is not going to say everybody, but, you know, there's a lot of mothers who have, you know, just kind of slowed down things. And you're like, man, I'm bored. Or man, like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
But you know what? During those slow moments of, you know, having my kids, and, you know, I remember God speaking so clearly to me. And he said, Anita, you are a daughter first. And that one phrase, you know, from God, it really changed my trajectory in motherhood. And I hope it can do the same for, you know, everyone who's listening. You know, you're a daughter first. You're not mom. You're not teacher, doctor. You're my child. And I think once we understand that, you know, in our identity, it will kind of settle all the other struggles that we have on the inside. But I wanted to just kind of give three takeaways about finding your purpose in motherhood. So especially if you feel stuck, or if you feel like, if you're listening to this and you feel like, I really feel like I'm wasting time. One thing to remember is to commune with Jesus. And that's just being aware of his presence. You know, even through those tantrums, even through the stinky diapers, like, God is there. He's there. And he just wants us to be aware of him. And, you know, even, you know, planning for that alone time with God, even if you may not get it, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one thing that I tell my clients is like, I ask them, what time of day is consistently, uninterruptedly yours? And for me, it's early in the morning. What about for you, Katie? What would you say?
I would say, early in the morning. Basically from any time before like 7 really is me time.
Yeah. So those times, you know, of course things happen, you know, kids throw up, whatever. But those times I'm going to set apart. I'm going to listen. I'm going to pray. I'm going to worship. You know, I'm going to read my word. And also just, you know, communing with Jesus is learning how to worship through the day. My best moments of worship is at the kitchen sink. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, just playing that music, lifting my hands, dancing with my kids. Like, y'all, that's the best moments right there.
Yes.
All right. The second thing is having community with other believers. I think I was thinking about the story of Mary and Elizabeth in the book of Luke. Mary just heard the news that she was about to carry baby Jesus. And Elizabeth was there for her. Like, she encouraged her. She supported her through it all. And that's a great picture of what we can be for other mothers. You know, being that Elizabeth, and sometimes we're that Mary, you know, like we need that uplifting. And so, you know, being around other believers to get you through that. Our church, I go to Church of the Highlands, shout out Church of the Highlands, but we do small groups, which has been huge in my walk with motherhood and with the Lord. Mm-hmm. And if your church doesn't have small groups, you know, we still have, you know, seasoned mothers, you know, that are in your church, you know, get around them. They love encouraging, you know, the young moms to, my baby, you don't need to be doing that.
Yes,
they can tell you what to do, but that, I think that's awesome. Mm-hmm. I think it's biblical, and I think, you know, that's how God wanted it to be. And the third thing I wrote down is creativity. So everything starts with a C. So commune with Jesus, community with other believers, and creativity to serve your family, others, and yourself. And like, I was writing out these things and praying over these things like 2 weeks ago, and boom, this virus stuff started happening.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, God, you're kind of preparing, you know, preparing us for this, but we're, you know, so mm-hmm. creative at serving. I've just seen over the past couple of days how us as the body of Christ have come together
yes.
to stay in community with each other and, you know, also serving. But, you know, one of the, you know, back to the motherhood, one of the most precious assignments that we have as mothers is to lead our children to Christ. And we only have a small period to do that, about 18 years, you know, to model yeah. that lifestyle for them. So don't rush. Yeah. Don't rush through it.
Yeah. That's awesome. So I have a question going back to the commune with Jesus. So what if, like, I know for me, especially, this is all like hitting home just from having a new baby in the house. What if you know, you're going good, you're having these morning times or just times throughout the day where you're able to just spend time with Jesus and just like you said, know his presence, acknowledge his presence. What if like you get in this, like, you know, you have times where that doesn't happen, where you have mornings where you, something's going on, like you said, but what if you get into where, like, I'm just not, I don't feel like it, like, I'm tired, baby's not sleeping, and you're in, like, going on a week now, and things just aren't working out how you want. How would you suggest to jump back on that?
That's such a good question, and that's so real, because we can sometimes feel like a doldrum, you know, like, it's like, okay, mm-hmm. I need a breath of fresh air, I need a breakthrough.
Yeah.
I say worship during those times when, and praise, you know, during those times when you don't feel, that's yeah. when the praise kicks in. That's when I say, God, I'm gonna praise you even when I can't feel you, even when I don't feel like it. You know, your love is greater than my feelings in this moment. And
yeah.
And also journaling. You know, being honest with God and writing down those things like, God, you know what? I really am not feeling your presence, or, you know, I feel like I'm missing the mark. Can you help me in this area? And God will show up. I've never experienced a time where, you know, I was in a drought and he didn't replenish and he didn't restore. So yeah, mm-hmm. I say, you know, push through it. And also, you know, like I said, going back to the community of believers, you know, tell that person that's in your life, you know, whether it be your husband or, your close friend that prays over you, like, let them know, like, hey, I need some prayer, sister. Like, can you touch and agree with me? Because I'm really struggling right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. That's really good. I'll definitely say I could not have gotten through these 5 years of being a mom without my community. They definitely are there when I need them. And sometimes when I don't even want them to be around because I know they're right and I'm wrong, they're still there. they're still there. Like,
yes, I love them too.
But yeah, yes, I definitely could not do it without them. That is so awesome. I know that these three things have really, like, they're really even going to help me, because you're talking about when you're sitting there, like, I feel like I have no purpose right now. Just, you know, having a new baby, you just want to hold them when they're sleeping. You just want to let them sleep on you. And I know for me, the past few days, actually, I've just been like letting my 3-month-old just sleep on me whenever he wants. I'm just going to lay here and it's fine. And I find myself having these thoughts of, wow, I'm just sitting here doing nothing right. when I could be doing X, Y, Z, you know. But then I go back to, like you said, we don't have that much time. Yeah, we can say 18 years, but it goes by so fast. So I think that's everything you've talked on. Every single mom struggles with that, or those thoughts go through their head.
Yeah, I've lived it out, girl. I mean, like I said, I have a college student right now, and you know, just seeing mm-hmm. even her, it's like, man, she's out of my house. Like, oh, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Before we are done, let me ask you these two questions that I ask everyone just for fun. What is your favorite thing you're doing?
Okay,
right now?
Favorite thing I'm doing right now since I don't want to say since the COVID-19 outbreak, but I want to say 2 weeks ago my husband got the flu, and so I've been really pumping, you know, great immune support foods, you know, into all of my family. But the past couple of days, I've been incorporating garlic and ginger into all of my dinners. So that's what I've been doing. Okay. Trying to get creative with that because those are huge antivirals, yeah, and they're healthy for you. So that's what I've been doing.
Awesome. Yeah, I have been reading about the whole garlic thing, and I'm like, listen, I can only take so much of it. So.
I love it. I love garlic.
Oh gosh, my husband does too. Okay, so what is something you try and do every day?
I at least try to apply one verse to my life every day. So even if it's something, I usually read the 1 year Bible every morning. So I try to remember something from that, but if not, it's just, you know, something that God will bring up through the day. And I'm like, hey, I want to apply that, you know, to this situation. So just one verse. Yeah.
Yeah. That's really good. That's awesome.
Thank you so much for this opportunity. It's been so much fun. I just really thank you for thinking about me to do this.
Yeah. All right. So thank you so much for doing this. I'm super excited, and I'm just like going to take this for myself, honestly, and apply it to my life. And I know it's just going to reach so many women out there. So thank you so much for this.